Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and I just like to welcome each and every one of you. This is your first time on the show. Then this show is about helping Avon representatives take their Avon business to the next level. Each week, we have various Avon representatives, district managers, coaches to help our Avon representatives to take their Avon to the level in which they wish to see their Avon business. So, with that being said, tonight we are going to talk about the art of networking. But before we begin, I just want to remind everyone who's on the call that if you receive my email, you may receive information about a reminder that Joan, the district manager for the Champaign team, is going to have her district manager division call on April 25th, which is this Thursday, and the call will be from 6:30 to 7:30. So that call will be an hour. So I just want to encourage everyone to be on that call on Thursday. That's this Thursday, April 25th, from 6:30 to 7:30. That will be an hour. Check your email because you should have that information in your email box. And if not, I'll quickly give you the telephone, the call-in number for that. And the call-in number for that is 949-812-4500. The access code is 636-620 and pound. I'll give you that again. It's 949-812-4500. The access code is 636-620 pound, and this is going to be a good call. She's going to talk about recognition, new incentives for leadership, say yes to Avon too, and she's going to talk about how you can be one of the top 10 winners of the $100 gift card for campaign 10 and 11, and AUL Academy and Bug Guard Untouchable and New Element Skin Care. So make sure you're on the call, and there will be also a callback number. So again, that's this Thursday, April 25th at 6:30 to 7:30. Okay, so today we're going to talk about the art of networking. Yeah, I know many of us have gone to networking events and we just go and we just wing it. But, you know, there really is an art and a strategy when you go out and network. So one of the things, networking events start the day you learn about the networking event is a preparation. So one of the things you want to know when you go to a networking event, there's certain things that you should do prior to attending the event. One, you should really do your research. Call the organizer, find out about the organization, find out about its membership, are there membership, do they have an active membership? Sometimes we have people who are organizations who have hundreds of names on their database as members, but only a handful are actually active. So you want to know if they have a membership base and how many people are in their membership and are they active. Then you want to know if they have a history of networking events. And if they do, on average, how many people generally attend their networking event. And this is important for many reasons because if you only get a handful, this is like your first time doing it, and you have two events you're struggling to see which one you're going to go to, well, obviously you may want to go to one that has a little bit more of a history, more of one that will have more success. So you want to know about that. And also you want to know roughly how many business cards you want to take with you and how many brochures you like to take to the event. So you want to make sure you know a little bit about the network and the history of the networking event and a little history about the organization. Then you want to ask the organizer, if you're lucky enough to speak to that person, will there be an information table? And if so, can non-members or can anyone put their literature on the table? So if you have one of those cute Avon boxes where you can fill out a little slip and put it in the box, you may want to put that on the table. If you just have your Avon brochures. You can put that on the table very nicely. And what I would do, you know, you can go to the dollar store and you get the little small little vases, and I would take some artificial flowers and put them, stuff them in the vase to look really, really pretty, and put my books in front of that little vase. So it look like you have like a little display. That will and that will make people want to take your books. Then you want to know is, will there be a prize that will be raffled off? And if so, will you announce the vendor who is supplying the prize? And you may want to throw together a little gift basket. Maybe $1 to $10 is great when you go onto youravon.com and they have those special the natural when you get three or four items for $9.99. You know, well, I mean, you can take that and go to the dollar store and put it in a nice little container, get a little scrunchie to add to it, and it makes a lovely, lovely basket. And what I do, I buy color paper, and I shred it in my paper shredder, and I put that as like confetti type stuff in my paper in my decorations of my gifts. So you may want to do that, and then give them that, and you always want to put a book in your gift basket, and you always also want to put a business card. And you may want to label everything that you give that you put in there. Put your little Avery label, which includes your name, telephone number, and web address. So, and then another thing you want to know, after the organization, do they provide the attendees with a post-contact list? Sometimes you go to networking events and they will give email you or mail you a list of everyone who had attended. You want to know if that's something that they will be given to each attendee. So once you've done all your research, if you have made the decision that this is where you want to go and you want to network at this particular event, the next thing you have to do, you have to prepare. You have this preparation that should be involved prior to going to the event. One of the things you want to do is you want to make sure that you pre-stuff your Avon bags. Now, we all have those Avon literature door hanging bags. Those things are phenomenal. I buy them. I have like hundreds in my house at all times, but I use them for everything. So you take your brochures, you put them in the bag. You put little samples in the bag. Make sure you label your samples, and then you have any kind of recruiting information like the $10 booking bill you want to put in there, or Avon has that little promotional card with the woman with her hands spread out. I can't think of the name of it right now, or hands, but you can add that to that literature as well. And then anything else that you think would be helpful in terms of promoting your business, if it's a group that you think you could do maybe interested in fundraising, you may want to put a fundraiser brochure information in there as well. And then so once you have that, the other thing you want to do, you want to have a name which you want to make sure you have a name tag that reflects your Avon business. Now, Town and Country, they sell name tags. But if you can't wait, if the event's coming up right away, I would say go to your local trophy place, because they generally make badges. So go there and order a badge, and your badge should really reflect the Avon business. You'd be really colorful. You may want to have lipstick on it or whatever it is, but it should really reflect your Avon business. It should be interesting. And when you have a name tag, well, two things. One, it makes you stand out from the crowd because you'll have that, hello, my name is, sticker on your clothes. And then secondly, you know, it creates some interest. The other thing you want to do when you're designing your name tag, you want to make sure that the colors that you select for your name tag is one that can be seen even in dim lit room. I've seen people where have had their name tag designed, and either you couldn't read the letters because they may be black, and now the room is dim, and you can't read the name, or the artwork is so overwhelming that you can't see it in a dim light as well. So make sure that what are the colors you use, for the design, for the background, and for the lettering, that once the light is dim, that you, a person can still easily read the name on the badge that you had designed. Next thing you want to decide, what is the purpose of networking at this event based on your research? So, for example, if you find that this is an organization that's maybe, for example, maybe a non-for-profit organization like a sorority or fraternity or a church, you may wish to focus in on fundraising. That'll be a great audience to talk about fundraising. We even have an Avon button that says, I do fundraisers, whatever it says with the big money on it. So, you may want to do something like that, or you may want to just take a little dollar bill or $10 bill and pin it to your jacket. When people ask you about that, you say, I do fundraising. I help organizations earn money. So you may want to talk about that. If it's just a business, this is an opportunity where you're meeting people who are looking for employment, and there's a networking type of event where they're looking to meet employers, you may want to talk about recruiting to everyone you meet. So, you do your research, figure out what is your goal, and then also figure out what it is that you're going to promote. Because, as an Avon representative, we have a lot of opportunities. We have the brochure, which is our selling opportunity. We have the fundraising. That's another opportunity in which we have. We have the recruiting. That's another opportunity. So, figure out what it is that you want to focus in on when you go out to do the networking. The next thing you want to do in preparation, you want to, you're why is she saying this? But you want to draft your "It was great meeting you" letter or email blast. Have that already ready, because what happens is, after the event, you come home, you come home late, the next day life gets in the way, now you got to try to think of a letter. But if you're calm and you have your pacing yourself, it's a good time at that time to write "It was great meeting you" letter. And then you can have blanks with the fill in things, how are you, how's your mother, or how's the car, how's your vacation, I know you wasn't feeling well at the event, are you feeling, better, whatever. You could fill those things in, but basically have the meat and potatoes of your letter already pre-written. Now you're at the networking event. So what do? Do not try to meet everyone in the room, especially if you are going with other Avon representatives. If you do that and you try to meet everybody before your Avon representative that you travel with, have opportunity to meet people in the room, then what you become is a network blocker. That's right. That's what I said. You become a network blocker. What is that? Well, that's a person who runs around the room, try to collect everybody's card and introduce themselves to everybody in the room. And then what happens is there's no way you can effectively go home within 24 hours or 48 hours and communicate with all those people. So what happens, you can't connect with those people because it's just too much, it's overwhelming. And now what you did, you blocked the opportunity for somebody else to make that kind of a connection who maybe can have 10 people on their plate. So don't be a network blocker. Give everybody else in your team an opportunity to go and meet people around the room. Okay, when you go around to meet people, spend some kind of quality time with that person that you meet. This way, when you leave, you leave a lasting impression. You leave a positive, leave the person with a positive taste in their mouth about you, and you learn about their interests, you learn about their needs, and these are the things that you jot down on the back of their business card. And then you try to keep a mental note of these things as well as what the person looks like. And then what happens, you become not only a networking that you develop with the person, but you're also kind of developing somewhat of a rapport, some kind of a friendship. And this takes time. This is not speed networking. So, again, spend some time with each person that you meet. The next thing you want to do, what I like to do, I'm really big into taking photos. And so, and I always don't trust myself with business cards. So I really try to put people's information in my phone as I meet them, and I take a photo of them. I always ask, do you mind if I take a photo of you so I can remember you, you know, associate your name with your contact information? Because God forbid you, you meet someone, and this happened to us all. You meet someone, it's a great contact. You take their card. You can swear you put it in your pocketbook in your, or your coat jacket or whatever. And then when you get home, you can't find that card. The card is nowhere to be found. So what I do, I either take a picture of the card while I'm there, because you can buy a program on your cell phone. Not buy, but you can download an app from your cell phone that will scan business cards and put them into your database. Or you can just go and type this information right on the spot. But so that's one of the things that I like to do. The other thing, when you're networking, you want to offer everyone you meet a package or an Avon package or a business card. And subsequently, you always ask the person, can you have their business card as well? I can't tell you how many times people go to a networking event, they talk to people, they give them their little brochures and stuff like that, and they don't ask for their information. So, you know, always ask the person for a business card. And, you know, you're going to run into those people who, for some reason, don't have their business card, or they gave out their last business card at that event. Well, no worries, because what you should have as part of your package in your jacket or your purse, you should have, like, a little notebook. I always carry a little notebook, and I say, okay, I give them a pen, and I ask them to jot their name and telephone number and email address in my little notepad. And then before they leave me, I double-check and make sure I can read the email or the phone number and the name. So this way you don't lose a contact. So, okay, again, don't forget to ask for the person's business card. Very, very important. The next thing you want to do is you want to go with other, if you go with other representatives to a networking event, the other thing you want to do, you want to make sure that you don't go around the room like you're joined to the hip. You want to separate. Once you walk through that door, and, you know, wherever that door is, you spread out, and all of you work the room. So maybe one person goes to the right, one person may go to the left, another person may go forward. But you go and then you meet at the middle. But you don't sit with each other because you already know the person that you came with. And the purpose of going to do a networking event is to meet new people, to grow your database. So you don't want to be joined at the hip with the person that you came in with. So separate, go your separate ways and do your own thing and come back later on to meet each other. The other thing you want to do, and I should have mentioned this earlier, is when you ask for a person's business card, at that time, ask them, would it be okay if I add you to my email list? You know, I generally send out a newsletter, once a month newsletter, and also I would like to also add you to my Avon website address book, and this will allow you to have free email discounts. So you want to share that with them. So this way they know to expect to get newsletters or emails, some kind of correspondence from you. So once that has been established and they agree, you know, you may want to put that. If they say no, then you may want to write, okay, do not contact, because they, you know, they may not wish to receive an email blast. So make sure you indicate that. The next thing you're going to do is after the networking. So what do you do after the network? One of the things you want to do, you want to enter your name into your database. And we always talk about having some kind of a system. Your database can be a program called ACT, which is called ACT. There's an online database called Client Angel. You may wish to use a Constant Contact as your database. VistaPrint also has one as well. And then you also have your database for your Avon address book. So for those people who have not taken advantage of that, you know, really start putting people's names and telephone numbers in your Avon address book when you network. And then when you get home, one of the things I like to do, I don't just like to put people in my address book just willy nilly. One of the things I like to do, I like to set up categories. So, for example, say my category is networking. So I will put everybody under networking, and that's what I'll call the group. If it's an organization, if you go to a lot, you may want to name that organization networking. So, for example, you may want to say Delta Sigma Theta Networking, because you go to once a month to their networking events. So you definitely want to make sure that you do that and put them into your put everybody underneath that database, especially in your Avon.com address book. And I'll tell you why that's very important in a few minutes. You want to do the same thing for your Constant Contact. I have a customer category. So everybody I meet, I put them in that customer category. Now, the other thing, the reason why putting these people in those various groups, why that is so important, because one of the things you want to do, you want to be able to send those individuals in that particular group a special discount. So you can go and find that particular group in your Avon.com, and you can give that group a discount. So that discount could be 10% or whatever it is, or 5%, whatever it is that you decide to do, you can give that particular group a special discount. And then when you do a follow up letter, then what you can state in the follow up letter, you know, after you've talked about how great it was to meet them and blah 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 and yada yada yada, you know, you tell them to take advantage of the discount I provided everyone who attended this event a 25% discount. And then when you provide them with a discount, you can say when you schedule it, for example, we're right now about to end campaign 10. So campaign 10, so if I go to a networking event, say for example, on this Friday, well, it doesn't give people the opportunity really to really thoroughly go through my book. So what I may do, I may extend the discount between campaign 10 and campaign 11. This way they can take advantage of the discount during those two campaigns. You definitely want to make sure you do that for your customer, and you want to make sure that you tell them that you are providing them with a discount during campaign 10 and campaign 11, whatever the campaigns that you're working with. And again, 10% I think is a reasonable amount to discount the person. So within 24 to 48 hours, I like to do it within 24 hours. It may not be realistic for everyone, but certainly you should not exceed 48 hours. You should be contacting everybody in your database. Now, what I do, we all have one of those weeks that is just like crazy, and we've got like 9 billion things to do. Well, if you have already pre-created an email blast in your Constant Contact, then you can have that email blast scheduled out to go out the next day. And I, my rule of thumb is I send up, and anybody who's on my email list, you, I don't know if y'all know this, but my emails go out at 9:15 a.m. when I, and the day that my email blast goes out. I never send an email out at 7 o'clock because sometimes people, like 7 o'clock in the morning, because people, some people's phones may chime, ding, or whatever it does, and it will wake them up, and I don't want my email blast to be a disturbance to people. I don't let my email blast go off at 9 o'clock because if the person is late for work and they're sneaking in, you know, their phone is going to bing, and, you know, now the boss, their boss knows that, you know, oh, this person just came in. So that's why I do, like, I do a 9:15 email blast, and I send that out. Now, you have to be mindful. If you don't hear from a person, you know, right away, respond. Sometimes everybody, as shocking as this may seem, not everybody reads the email right away. So some people may wait until the weekend to read the email. People may wait until Monday, depending on what day you want to do your networking, to read the email. But you want to make sure you send out that email blast, which you had already done before you went to the event, and have it scheduled to go out within the next day. If you don't have an email system, then you may have to enter all those people. And you can put them in a group in your Google, I mean, not just Google, but your Gmail or your Yahoo. You can create a group for that as well, and you can send them all a group email. But what I would suggest is to put them in a blind copy so they won't see each other. But personally, I would like to individually send them each a personalized email where I will cite something that was said in the conversation at the time of meeting them. So, for example, if they say, oh, I got to take my dog, Lucky, to the groomer tomorrow, I may mention in the email, oh, it was great meeting you, blah, 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 yada, 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 and how did Lucky's trip to the groomer work out? You know, this way they know that you have been listening to their conversation, you have connected. So you want to make sure you know that's where those little notes come into hand. So I like to do them individually. That's what I will suggest. And then let them know that they got the 10% discount, and then let them know to expect to start getting, if they had not already, start receiving emails from Avon, making them aware of various discounts. And then once you've done that, and you sent those emails out and everything, and they've all gone, then I would wait maybe 3 days later, and then I would pick up the phone, because the network doesn't, your reaching out does not end at the at sending of the email. You have to follow up with a phone call. And one of the things that you want to do, you know, you want to call them up and say, you know, listen, how about meeting for a cup of coffee or a cup of tea? You know, you know, for 10 minutes. You know, people can give up 10 minutes. Now, if it goes for a half hour, that's great. But, you know, you say you want to, you know, have a 10-minute meeting at a place of convenience. And what I would do, I would Google, depending on where you live. Now, where I live, there's no Starbucks. So, you know, I would, you know, but if you live in the area with a lot of Starbucks, you know, you can download the Starbucks app, and then you can find the local Starbucks and you can meet there. Or you could do Dunkin' Donuts. And you want to go from places that's not expensive, in case you have to pick up a tab. And, again, you want to specify that you're going for coffee, because, I mean, how much is it going to cost you? $2 for a cup of coffee? So, you know, so it's not a hardship on your pocketbook. And then one of the things you want to do after networking, you have you reached out to each person, you've scheduled appointments, and hopefully those appointments turn into maybe another appointment where you do an actual skincare consultation where, you know, these people become clients. The other thing you want to do, let me back up a little bit. In your email, you may also give people the choice of ordering, placing the orders through the brochure or visiting your website where they can get their products ship for free if their products are cost $30 or more. You may mention that in the letters you send them. So after the network and everything is all over and you reached out to people, one of the things you want to make sure you do also, this should be done within the 24 hours, and you can pre-write this letter also before going to the networking event. You may wish to send a thank you note to the organizer, thanking them for inviting you to a wonderful networking event, and that they would please keep you in mind for future events, and make sure you put all of your contact information in the email. You may want to put your phone number, your email address, your mailing address in that, as certainly your website in that letter. And in addition to that, you want to let them know that you, as part of your appreciation, that you will offer them as well a 10% discount on the next order, Avon order. So with that, I hope you found that information to be very helpful. Next week is Avon Order Week, and I hope that, you know, you're making it happen. And share this information with others. If you missed part of the call, or if you missed some of the phone numbers that were shared during this radio broadcast, you can always go back and look at the link, and you can always re-listen to the show and share it with people in your downline. So with that, everyone, make it happen, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Good night, everyone.